Salisbury, Loma Linda, California, November 8, 1907. Professor Salisbury. Dear Brother Salisbury, I would very much like to see and talk with you and your wife, whom I love in the Lord. But as I cannot do this, I will write to you. I am very much pleased that you are located in Washington, and I pray that the Lord will bless you with physical and spiritual health. You have large responsibilities, but the Lord lives and reigns, and His power will be imparted to those who seek Him with the whole heart. You are engaged in an important work. The establishment of our college in Washington is a step in the right direction. If you depend upon the Lord, He will be your counselor, your front guard, and your reward. Let us have faith and trust in God. The maturity of Christian experience will be to you of the highest value. A steady, continual growth is the privilege of yourself and wife. Your spiritual vision may be enlarged. You will feel the need of all the fullness of the precious blessings of increased strength and wisdom. The Lord would have the teachers and students realize continually their need of an increase of grace and knowledge. The Word of God is to be their understanding. You can communicate the treasures of that Word to the students, while at the same time you employ all right means to encourage them to do thorough work in their other studies. Such a combination will prepare men and women to become candidates for the higher life. They will continue their education in the heavenly courts, but the holy endeavor must begin here in this life. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John 14, verse 21 to 23. My brother and sister in the Lord, have faith in God. You can trust him who has given his only begotten Son, in order that we may be partakers of his divine nature, and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let us put forth most earnest efforts as co-laborers with Jesus Christ. This is your work and mine, to labor, through obedience to Christ, to be examples to others. Last Monday, I was asked to speak in the parlor to the patients here at Loma Linda. I met a small number of intelligent-looking ladies and gentlemen. We could not sing, because above the room was a patient who had just undergone a critical operation. I offered prayer and then spoke from John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 1. After the meeting was closed, I was introduced to most of those present. One gentleman of gray hair spoke to me. He said that he heard me speak 25 years ago in Battle Creek. He seemed very much pleased to meet me again. I was also introduced to a prominent Women's Christian Temperance Union worker. I presented her with two of my books, Christ's Object Lessons and Ministry of Healing. I am thankful for the opportunity of presenting these books to such people. This is the last time that I have spoken publicly, but I have since had several important interviews with some of the brethren. There are many perplexing questions to be settled. My mind has been so exercised that I have been unable to sleep well at night. I feel that I have reason to praise the Lord that, at my age, I am able to climb these long stairs to my room on the third floor. I shall be 80 years old the 26th of this month. I think that after a few days longer here at Loma Linda, we shall visit the Paradise Valley Sanitarium near San Diego and then return to our home in St. Helena. I see a great work to be done in Southern California. There is need that the workers seek the Lord earnestly for that grace which He will give to all who ask Him. It is now bedtime, and I must say good night. Be strong in the Lord, yea, be strong. With much love to you and your wife.